All right, let's head to the nation's capital now and find out what the weather is like in Arlington, Virginia. U.S. Wheat Associates' Steve Mercer, Vice President of Communications, joins us. Hello, Steve.
Hey, Nick, how are you doing?
Pretty darn good. I assume you, like most everybody in the nation's capital, are working from home.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it was... It's a big, big change, let me tell you. I mean, these folks that work here inside the Beltway are dedicated, and boy, they love working. So it's a big, big change for everyone. But as you talked about, the sun is out today. It's been kind of a dreary, actually fairly cool week for us here. But I'll tell you what, it's an early spring, and everything is blooming. All the trees are in bloom, and it's a great spring here in D.C.
Wonderful. The cherry blossoms come and gone, or are they? What stage are they in?
Well, they're very close to their peak. And there's pictures today, though, in the Washington Post showing no one near the cherry blossoms. They blocked it off to keep the social distancing. So, just a remarkable time.
I know that was one of the things that I think the Surgeon General pointed out on Monday or Tuesday this week. He was on national TV saying there were more people than cherry blossoms. And so he knew that was wrong. So, yeah, apparently he was played an important role in blocking that off. Wow. You know, one of my more stunning trees that when they are in bloom out in your part of the world is the magnolia tree. That is just a fragrant, huge bloom. I love the magnolia trees you have.
Yeah, magnolias are really, really nice. There's also another tree that blooms. I think it's a form of magnolia, but it's been quite a beautiful spring.
Indeed. Well, there's another plant that flowers that we love. It's wheat. And when it goes into the flower stage, it's July. It's the middle of the summer here. We've got some wheat news to talk about as, what was it, back in about 20th or so of March when Chinese bought a bunch of hard red winter wheat, about 12.5 million bushels. And this morning, or this week anyway, we got news they bought some spring wheat.
Yes, absolutely. 30,000 metric tons of spring wheat. I didn't do the calculation, but there's about 37 bushels in a metric ton, so you can do the math there. 9 million around there, maybe, no, a lot less, 900,000 bushels roughly. And that's good news. We had seen some spring wheat, which China really needs, move over there in between the time it put in its tariffs back in March of 2018. And now this is a smaller purchase, but as part of that larger purchase of hardwood winter, we feel that this is a good indication that China is getting back into the market for U.S. wheat. And it's what the market was expecting based on the Phase 1 agreement. And so we've seen corn sales as well. So that's very good news. And I guess in addition to the domestic demand for wheat, which has exploded, of course, with everyone staying at home and hoarding flour and bread, we also see the price of wheat rising. So those are good news items for farmers, for sure.
Are we getting the indication that it's not that China is now, hey, we're going to be good guys, we're one of the first countries to get back to normal, we're now going to live. They're hungry. They're maybe not so much getting back to normal. They're at the point of desperate.
Yeah, they do have a lot of wheat in storage, but it's definitely not the high protein qualities of U.S. hardwood spring and hardwood winter. And they also are going to need soft white wheat, although they can get that a little bit from Australia. They have been buying Canadian spring wheat, significant amounts, significantly higher than they were before because of the tariffs on U.S. wheat. So the other thing we have going for us is this case that was brought against China on the filling of their tariff rate quota. China is supposed to import 9.64 million metric tons of wheat every year at a reduced rate. They agreed to that when they joined the WTO, but they have not filled that to any extent in any year. And so the case was brought. China lost that case. Wheat farmers won that case, we'll put it that way. Now China has agreed to be more transparent about how it's using that tariff rate quota. And if they do start to fill more and more of that quota, U.S. wheat farmers stand a good chance to get a lot of that market. So those are all good, positive, forward-looking opportunities that we see.
Steve, last week, though, the U.S. dollar hit not a record high, but it was worth more than a dollar. Will the high value of the U.S. dollar be an impediment to accomplishing what you just talked about?
No, yeah, Mick, as you know, the high dollar has really been an impediment on U.S. exports for a long time. And so, you know, an individual bounce up and down, probably not going to be a contributing factor any more than it already has been. The interesting situation is the U.S. ruble is changing, and so in addition to the sudden demand and rising prices, there's indication that the Russian government is thinking about clamping down on some exports as well. At least we've read a lot about that. So that hasn't happened, but if it does, that'll just be another situation. So it's related. It's related to the exchange rate, but also other factors.
Yeah. Should farmers plant wheat this spring? You mentioned China has a lot of wheat in storage. We are hoping to export wheat. China is going to need wheat. A lot of people are at home. They're going to start baking and go, hey, man, this anti-gluten thing ain't working. I love bread. Do you see an increased demand for especially spring wheat grown around here?
Well, you know, there are a lot of factors to go into a farmer's decision on what crop to plant. Far be it for me to recommend anything on those lines. But, this demand that's happening right now, domestic, we actually talked about that this morning. Is it sustainable? And is it going to matter? At least it's lasted quite a while now, at least a week or two. And we're going to monitor that and see if it's actually continues to make a difference. Of course, on the other side of that coin is the fact that the food service is closed down, and that's a significant buyer of flour products, wheat foods as well. So we'll have to see if that's sustainable. However, the spring wheat, and hardwood winter wheat grown in North Dakota is much in demand around the world, and durum wheat as well. Spring wheat in the U.S., northern U.S., up into the prairies, that's about the only place buyers can get that hard red spring wheat. And it's a very valued blending wheat to blend up protein and flour. There's a lot of things about the product that our customers overseas really, really want. So it's the demand is going to be there. Some years it's going to be better than others. But U.S. Wheat Associates, our job is to continue to tell folks overseas why that particular crop and why the class of wheat is good for their needs. And we farmers have been funding that effort for a long, long time. We appreciate that.
And right now, that job a little challenging, I would assume, not just domestically, but around the world.
Yeah, that's right. Of course, all of our offices around the world, 13 outside of the U.S., are in the same boat. I mean, we're everybody's working from home. We've committed to internally, of course, to support those people. We've told them that the work is going to be there. Just keep at it as best you can. That's a terrific incentive as well. Specifically, we were talking about China. That opportunity is maybe starting to ease up a little bit there, so we'll have to see you know, can our folks get out face-to-face with our customers? But we have the systems that allow us to communicate with each other, with our customers, even from our home offices or even our dining room table where I'm sitting right now.
Right. Well, yes, the world keeps turning. The sun comes up every day. We're in spring mode. The world is warming, and one of these days we will get back to normal. But in the meantime, the work of U.S. Wheat Associates continues. And Steve Mercer, the Senior Vice President of Communications, thank you so much for telling everybody the U.S. Wheat Associates story. Thanks for the work you do.
No, I appreciate that, Mick. Thanks to everybody out there listening.
Yeah, all right. Yep, you are very welcome. Sure appreciate it. Have a safe and stay healthy weekend.
Thank you. We'll try.
You bet.